Hey, like that, huh? Now, he don't play it, he attacks that thing, don't he? No, he's got the best rhythm in that bow, and I'll tell you, he plays the best tone. You know, we went in the studio like a week or two ago, wasn't it? Should I tell him that? We're going to try to keep it a secret, but I guess we can't, you know. But we recorded, you know, September this year will be Bill Monroe's 100th birthday in O.C. And he is the father of bluegrass music, you know. It all came from Bill Monroe back in the middle 40s. He was on the Grand Ole Opry, and it just all came together, you know, when he got this certain bunch of musicians, and I'm sure you all know who they are, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and Chevy Wise, and, yes, and Cedric Rainwater, you know, yeah. And they just happened to be a great band, and they invented a music, you know. They just invented an American music that he may be the only person in this country that actually invented a new style of music. How about that? Let's give him a hand for that. He'd appreciate it, I'm sure. Now, I got off on this story and I forgot what we were going to sing. No, what was we going to do about this? Oh, yeah, I know what I was going to say. So, and what I wanted to say was we did a lot of Bill Monroe tunes, and most of them were obscure. It wasn't the ones that you hear all the time, like Uncle Penn Played the Fiddle or Blue Moon of the Kentucky or Mule Skinner Blues. Now, they're good numbers, don't get me wrong, but, you know, he recorded a lot of other good songs years ago that were never played that much, and I worked for him back in 63, and I never heard him sing some of these songs that we did on there. But anyway, you know, back in the middle 50s, Bill used, sometimes he used one fiddle, sometimes he used two fiddles, sometimes three fiddles. And so the ones that we had all these different parts on, you know, Jason said, well, who should we get to play those other fiddle parts, you know? And I said, well, you're standing right there, you are. You can do all of them. Yeah. So, hey, we've heard the rough, what they call the rough mixes, and boy, it sounds good. It would sound good if they'd take my singing off of it. It would still sound good. It would. You know, since we got into this subject, why, I guess, you know what, let's sing one of those songs. You want us to? This is one that he recorded, and this had three fiddles on it, so you just have to imagine there's three here, even though you're only hearing one. They said if they tuned his fiddle out, got it out of tune, it might sound like at least three fiddles. But it's a trio number, and it's entitled In Despair.